So that makes for a sellable business, or the kind of business that doesn't require time for dollars. Because when you look at the statistics, it's close to 90 to 95% of all business owners are often taking the profits of their business and plowing it back into the company. We're not socking it away and with accounts in the Caymans. So what happens when we're ready or we need to stop working? You know, it's like for a lot of them, it's like musical chairs. The music stops and boom, you fall down on your butt.
Right. And I mean, I guess that could mean like stop working permanently, but it could also mean maybe you just don't want to work as much, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you want to pull back and that, I know I'm particularly sensitive to it because my parents are aging, but there are also plenty of freelancers and small business owners who are in younger generations where they're having kids. Or maybe they're just choosing a lifestyle where, you know what, my husband's cousin, he loves to travel. So he structures his work life so that he can have 3 to 4 months off at a time.
Which is wonderful. That's really wonderful.
Yeah.
So how do we start allowing that to happen? What was kind of maybe the key flaw you feel in your law practice that at the end of 12 years resulted in there being nothing to sell?
Well, I think the key flaw was that it was so Nina-centric. It was so owner-centric. You know, I was the son around whom all things revolved. And what you want more of to have the kind of business that, if not strictly sellable, just gives you more freedom, but also protects you in the long run for when you may not have the physical energy or the desire to be working all the time, is how do you ensure that you're not trading time for dollars? How can income come in without you personally having to deliver the service?
Absolutely. So what are some of the ways that freelancers especially, or agency owners, you know, people that are very much providing services, and I know you target service-based businesses with your consulting. So what are some of the main ways that we can start leveraging our time so it's not a direct one-to-one trade-off between hour worked and money coming in?
Sure. That's a great question. Well, one of the ways certainly is through what I'll call like a continuity or a maintenance type of model. And while, yes, there may be services being provided, what it does do is it gets you off of that feast or famine cycle that a lot of service businesses tend to be on. By knowing that you're going to have a regular income stream because of the work that's being done for your clients, you can then leverage even further, either by automating that, by bringing in other people to help do the work, and it also allows you to plan your life financially that much better.